My name is Chaya Rapp, and this is Divrei Hayomim Aleph, Perek Chaf Aleph. Perek Chaf Aleph is the story of a tragic event in Jewish history. David conducts a census of the people, which results in a plague in which 70,000 people are killed. The Chumash tells us in Shmos Perek Lamed that counting the people of Bnei Yisrael is a dangerous thing. The pasuk there says, Kisi sa es rosh Bnei Yisrael lefukudehem, when you count the Jewish people, you need to count them indirectly by means of each person giving in a half a shekel. So that there should not be a plague among them when they are counted. Rashi and Shemos explains, in counting, there's a potential for ayin hara, the evil eye, which results in a plague. Rashi continues, Kimo shamatzinu bimei David, just as we have seen in the days of David in the story in our perek. This, of course, raises a number of questions. Why did David count the people? And did he use a half a shekel as is commanded by the Torah? And if he made a mistake in conducting the census, why did the people deserve to be punished in that so many of them were killed? Shmuel Bey's Perek Chaf Dalet, the parallel to our perek, begins our story as follows. Vayosef af Hashem lacharos b'Yisrael, vayases es David bahem lemor, leich mineyes Yisrael v'es Yehuda. Hashem was angry at the people of Israel and incited David against them, saying, go, count the people. Why was Hashem angry? Rashi interestingly says, lo yadati alma, I don't know why. However, Matudas David says, v'yitachin, Shahakaron haya amasha mardu b'David, b'dvarav shalom v'sheva ben bechri. Matudas says that it's likely that the anger was due to their rebellion against David, both in the rebellion of Avshalom, Avshalom was David's son who wanted to overthrow him, and in the rebellion of Sheva ben Bichri, who got up and tried to get the tribes of Yisrael to secede from Yehuda by telling them, "Ein lanu chelek b'David, we have no place in the kingdom of David." The Malbim explains that it was these rebellions that drove David to count the people because of his concern for their loyalty. In general, the way things would work in the case of a war is a proclamation would go out from the king's palace and his subjects would come running to fight alongside him. But after the two rebellions, which both had followers before they were quashed, David doubted the loyalty of his subjects and wanted a roster like a military registry so he could keep track of who did and didn't show up and respond accordingly. In the words of the Malbim, Mipnei shara'a sha'azvuhu ve'alchu acharei sheva ben bichri because he saw that they left him and followed Sheva ben Bichri, he did not trust that they would assemble to his command in the event of war. So he wanted to write the names of the warriors in a book so that everyone would be required to show up and everyone would be accounted for. In our parak in Divrei Hayamim, the story starts similarly. The pasuk reads, "Vayamod Satan al Yisrael, vayases es David limnos es Yisrael." A Satan arose against Israel and incited David to count them. Who or what is the Satan in this story? Malbim explains that the Satan refers to the adversaries who sowed strife, the rebels, leading David to believe that the people were disloyal. Malbim continues to say that Hashem didn't incite David, rather it was the troublemakers, but in order to punish the people for having followed Avshalom and Sheva ben Bichri, Hashem did not prevent David from the believing that the people were disloyal and from proceeding with the census. Malbim points out that the pasuk in Divrei Hayamim says, Limnos es Yisrael, the focus being on Yisrael. Even though the tribe of Yehuda was also counted, David's main concern was to count Yisrael because Yehuda had remained faithful to him. So we see that Malbim addresses why David was motivated to count and why the people deserved to pay the price. But David himself was also held accountable. The commentaries discuss where David went wrong. Some of them say that David counted the people directly rather than using half shekels as is instructed in Shemos. The Gemara in Brachos brings down this opinion. Ramban on Bamidbar Perek Aleph, however, says it's hard to believe that David forgot this basic halacha. Ramban in Bamidbar says, Ki rachok hu etzli, shelo yizaher David b'masha amar hakasov v'lo yebahem negev b'fgodo sam. It's far-fetched to me to say that David would not have taken into account what it says in the Torah to count people indirectly to avoid a plague. V'im ulai ta'a David, lama lo asa yoav shkalim. Ramban goes on to say that even if we were to say that David made this mistake, why would Yoav not have used shekels? The Perek tells us that Yoav tried to dissuade David from the census altogether, so even if David forgot, you would think that Yoav would have reminded him. Aval kifi da'ati haya haketzav alav bavor shemana'am shelo litzorach, ki lo haya yotze lemelchama v'lo se bahem davar ba'is hahi. Rather, Ramban says, it's my opinion that David was at fault because there was no immediate need for a census. There was no war or any other pressing reason. Rak l'smoach libo shemalach al am rav. The reason that David counted was to take joy over the great size of the nation he ruled over. And perhaps, as some other Mefarshim emphasize, to take stock of the military might of his nation. But in either case, this was considered a sin, because in general, we are supposed to avoid counting. Ramban also adds that it seems that David counted the entire nation, not just those were 20 and above, and the entirety of the Jewish people are never supposed to be counted. Ramban explains why counting is discouraged. She'ein Hashem chafetz shiyu kol Yisrael begeder minyan. Hashem doesn't want Bnei Yisrael to be numerically defined, reduced to a mere number. Shehu yarbeim kechok ve'hashamayim kasher amar im tuchal esporosam, because he will multiply them like the uncountable stars of the heavens, as Avram was told in Sefer Bereishis. Therefore, David's desire to count the people, whether it was to take pride at their numbers or to assess his military might, was inconsistent with the very essence of the Jewish people, whose existence is above nature. David realizes his mistake and says, Chatasi ma'od, asher asisi es hadavar hazeh. I have sinned greatly in that I have done this. Hashem sends the Navi Gad to offer David three options for punishment: 3 years of famine, 3 months of fleeing from enemies, or 3 days of plague. David responds to the Navi in a line that's familiar to us from the Tachanun prayer. Tachanun is a supplication said in shul after Shmoneh Esrei of Shacharis and Mincha. David says, Tzar li ma'od, I am in great distress. Epla Navi Yad Hashem ki rabim rachamav ma'od, uviyad adam al apol. Let me fall into the hands of Hashem, for his compassion is very great, and let me not fall into the hands of men. Both defeat in the hands of the enemy and a famine in which they would have to depend on the wealthy few for food would place the people at the mercy of men. Instead, David chose a plague. After many died, David encounters an angel of Hashem at the threshing floor of Aravna and is instructed by the Navi Gad to build a mizbeach there. David then enters a negotiation with Aravna to purchase the threshing floor. The conversation between David and Aravna, I want to buy it, no, I'll give it to you for free, no, I want to pay for it, is remarkably similar to the one that Avram had with Ephron in Bereishis when he buys Maris HaMachpelah as a burial place for Sarah. In fact, Bereishis Rabbah connects these two sales. Regarding Avram's purchase of Maris HaMachpelah, the Medrash says, Amar Rabbi Yudan Bar Simon, Ze achad mishlosha mekhomos, she'ein umos ha'olam yecholin lahonos es Yisrael lomar, gizulin hein biadchem. Maris HaMachpelah is one of three places that the nations of the world can't deride Israel and say to them, these places are stolen in your hands. What are those three places? Elohein, Maris HaMachpelah, the burying place, burial place of Sarah and all the forefathers, Ubeis HaMikdash, the temple, Ukfura Soshel Yosef, the burial place of Yosef. As a proof text that the site of the Beis HaMikdash was legitimately acquired, the Medrash brings a pasuk from our Perek, in which David buys the threshing floor of Aravna. The Medrash is thus telling us that this site, at which the Navi instructs David to build a Mizbeach, is in fact the site upon which the future Beis HaMikdash would be built. We see here that along with assuring peace from the surrounding enemies and setting aside spoils of war and the contents of the next few prakim that will describe further preparations, this purchase by David HaMelech was another major step towards the building of the Beis HaMikdash. David builds a Mizbeach there and offers karbonos, which are accepted by a heavenly fire. Understanding the great significance of this location, David continues to offer karbonos at this site, even though, as pointed out by the Psukim, the Mishkan itself still stood at Givon. We end this parak with an insight from Radak on the connection between the plague and the revelation of the site of the Beis HaMikdash. Radak begins with a medrash. Ubidrash, kol ha'alafim he'ela, shenaflu bimei David, lo naflu ela al yidei shelo tavu Beis HaMikdash. The Medrash says that all those thousands who died in the days of David, died because they did not demand, they did not yearn for the Beis HaMikdash. Radak continues, v'harei dvarim kal v'chomer, how much more so? Uma'im elu shelo haya b'yamehem v'lo charav b'yamehem, naflu al shelo tavu oso, anu shahaya b'yamenu v'charav b'yamenu alachaz kama v'kama. Radak says if those who did not have the Beis HaMikdash in their days, and it was not destroyed in their days, meaning the people in David's time, if they died because they did not demand it, how much more so should we, for whom it had existed and was destroyed, how much more so should we be yearning for the Beis HaMikdash? Lefichach, Radak says, Hiskinu zekeinim unevi'im litab afihim shel Yisrael lios mispalim shlosha pamim b'chol yom. Therefore, the Anshei Knesset Hagdola, the leadership following the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash, established that we pray three times a day, Hashev Shechinascha Malchuscha Letzion v'Seder Avodascha Yerushalayim. Anshei Knesset Hagdola instituted that three times a day we daven for the return of Hashem's presence to Yerushalayim and the restoration of our service in the Beis HaMikdash. In our daily Shemona Esrei, we say in the bracha of Ritzei, V'hashevas ha'avoda lidvir be'secha, return the service to your house. And in the next bracha we say, V'zechazena einenu b'shivcha l'tzion b'rachamim, may our eyes behold your merciful return to Tzion. V'zechazenu is a powerful bracha. We believe as a fundamental of faith that Mashiach will come, and that if we don't live to see the day, as our grandparents didn't, then at least our descendants will. Yet three times a day, we stay v'zechazenu. We say, Hashem, we want to see it with our very own eyes. We want to see it speedily in our own days. Hopefully our study of this parak will inspire our tefillos for the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash and the return of the Shechina in our midst. This year is dedicated L'Zecher Nishmas Marcy Stern, Mincha Yehudis Bas Gedaliahu. She was a dedicated teacher whose deep love of the Sifrei Nevi'im and Shivas Tzion left an indelible mark on her many students.